What I want to share with you tonight is going to come across as a big chiddush. And in fact, in the typical Mefarshei Hashas and Mefarshei Halacha, you're not going to find it, but you'll find the insight I want to share with you in Sfarim like the Radak and the Mechashai, the Sfarim that deal with Mesirah. Our Gemara on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph says that we're not Bekiyim Bechaseris V'Yeseris. That in our Sefer Torah there are Chaylums that are Molei with a Vav, and some that are Chaser. Chiriks that are Molei with a Yud, and some that are Chaser. And we're not Bekiyim in Chaseris V'Yeseris, in which words are supposed to be one way or the other. I remember when I was in my 20s learning Sanhedrin, on Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara says Taitofais is spelled Chaser. The Taitofais Beninecha is spelled without Taitofais, without the two Vavs. Then I learned in Taisis, and Taisis says that our Sefer Torah have it Molei. I remember flipping over it, I couldn't understand it. Like, the Gemara says Beferish it's Chaser, and I'm putting on tefillin that don't shtim like the Gemara, like my tefillin. Have it Molei, my Sefer Torah have it Molei. And I remember till today how it bothered me. And you look into the Mefarshim, they say, no, Tosfos says that we don't do like the Gemara. Like, why don't we do like the Gemara? It's really a Dava Pella. And certainly it needs a Hesber, it needs an explanation as to our Hanhaga. And it's not limited to Chaseris Yeseris. I want to mention to you a few more of the difficulties. And then share with you a yesod. We learn Parshas Truma with Rashi, presumably. And even if you don't make it with Rashi too far, you just get to Shlishi. So you come to a Rashi. This is Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Chaf Beis. The Pasuk Chaf Beis says, it's a general Pasuk, Ne'adit L'chasham, Al-Apir Tekla Yisrael between the Kruvim, it's talking about the Arim. It says Hashem will talk to us from between the Kruvim. No problem. Rashi. Ves kola shatzav oisras b'nei Yisrael. Vavzu yisera. Rashi says, why does it say ves akol asher atzav oisras b'nei Yisrael? There's no ves. It's not and anything. So Rashi says vavzu yisera. The Vav is extra, it doesn't belong. And that's what Rashi says. So it's very nice. If you look straight Rashi, you're in good shape. But if you look at the Pasuk, there is no Vav there. The Pasuk says, Ne'adil Hashem, Dibarti Yitcha Me'alaka Pairis, Me'ishtek Re'alhidus, Eis Kola Shatzava Eischa. It doesn't say Ve'eis. Rashi did Hebrew Amal, so Ve'eis. And it doesn't stem. You read the Rashi, you look at the Pasuk, and you wonder what's going on. Even Art Scroll, I don't know what the Art Scroll Rashi says, but the Art Scroll Chumash has no Vav, and Rashi has a Vav. Like, I don't get it. It's not even Chaseris V'Yeseris. Alright, he's showing off that he knows others. I can keep you all night with a list of them. I'll tell you. There's a Gemara in Shabbos on Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara here has the word Mavirim, which the Gemara says is written Chaser. Mavirim, Reish Yud, and the Mem, the Yud is missing. So again, Tosfos says, Hashash Shalanu, Chaylik Asfarim Shalanu. Tosfos does this in many places. Says what says the Gemara doesn't stim with our svarim. This happens to be a pasuk in Nach. Doesn't stim with our Nachs. It doesn't stim. Okay, it's a shtei taisis. The taisis brings a bigger pella. Because till now it's letters. Taisis says a pasuk in Shaiftim. Birushalmi b'shimshin v'hu shafet es Yisrael arba'im shana. Okay, he said Yerushalmi says the pasuk by Shimshin says who shafet es Yisrael arba'im shana. So Taisvis Bchosvarim Shalanu Ksiv Esrim Shana. That's the whole word. Right? There's a Gilyon HaShas here from Rabbi Kivega, Gilyon HaShas. And the Gilyon HaShas he collects from all over Shas, he brings Taitafais, it's a very long Rabbi Kivega. a list of places that our Mesaira, our Chumashim, Sefer Torah, are not like what it says in the Gemara. That there are differences. Now, considering that the Sefer Torah is thousands of psukim and hundreds of thousands of letters, and it's come down in the Mesaira for so many years, it's pretty good. You know, Tosfos says 15 or 20 things, but for us, it's a davar pella, like what's going on. If the Gemara says something, nobody argues, why don't we switch all our tefillin and do like it says in the Gemara? Davar pella. The Shagas Aryeh, which I put out in Simid Lamed Vav, talks about the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. It says, Yichayni liftar midin acher, it means for another reason, mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah bizman hazeh. So it says, we're not pekim in chaseris v'yaseris. So it's not only this, if you find a mistake, halach l'maisa, if you're laning in a Sefer Torah, and you find a mistake in chaseris v'yaseris, we don't put away the Sefer Torah for a mistake in the chas of v'yaser. Because we're not pekim in chaseris v'yaseris, so we don't put away a Sefer Torah. Beki Vega says, unless it's a chos of a yeser that the Gemara darshins. That darshins a halacha from. Then we would put away. But otherwise, we don't put away. It sounds like we're not bekiyim. The ones the Gemara darshins, we are bekiyim. We get a pella, because we don't do everything it says in the Gemara, as far as these things are concerned. So this needs a biur, and this is just scratching the surface of the problems in inconsistencies. It's not like... You know, shatnez is a temero pishtin, when there's a girsa that it's cotton and pishtin. You know, it's not, they're not things that shatter our the Shulchan Aruch, but lamaisa, they're inconsistencies. There are other things. If you look at any nach from any publisher, the order of Nevi'im after Yeshua, Shaiftim, Shmuel, Malachim, we all have Yeshaya, Yecheskel, Yirmiyah, and Treyasa. The Gemara in Bava Basra says Beferish Yirmiyah Yecheskel Yeshayah says a different order. The order is not the same. Now it doesn't change any halachas. It's very strange. All our Nevi'im are not the way it says in Gemara. It's not only that, the Gemara says Ezra and Nehemiah is one sefer. Gemara says Nehemiah was punished, he said certain things he shouldn't have said. See, he didn't get the covet of having his own sefer. Ezra Nehemiah is one sefer. Look at any nach. Ezra and Nehemiah are two svarim. Look at any nach.
Perhaps that was doing in the Christians, that's the way they divided the Bible into chapters.
So why are we going to Christians? Why don't we go with Shas Bavli? No? Why go with the Christians? That's part of the kasha, right? So why are we doing... There's a funny chidah. The chidah says it was a punishment for Nehemiah. And after, for 2,000 years, Ezra Nehemiah was one sefer, it was already enough of a punishment. So now we separate Ezra Nehemiah, give him his own sefer. The double pen. The answer, it's not my answer, it's the Radak and the Mechashai's answer. And it's really, if you look at the Rabbi Kiva, or the footnote here in the Shagas Aryeh, who brings Aruch HaShulchan, it's really what he's saying. You know there are many machlokes in Bavli and Yerushalmi. Halacha, almost always, 99% of the time, follows the Bavli. Because we understood that the Shas Bavli and Bavel, they were bekiyim in Dine Halacha, is better than Eretz Yisrael. You can't compare Shas Bavli, the Amkus of Bavli, to Shas Yerushalmi. And therefore, we paskin like the Bavli. When it comes to Mesaira, we don't paskin like Bavli. The Chachmei Tveria were Bikiyim. Tveria was the central city of learning. Rabbi Yechanan was the manig of Eretz Yisrael. His yeshiva was in Tveria. And Tveria was the central city when it comes to Mesaira. And we follow Mesaira, not Shas Bavli. Just like we follow Bavli, not Yerushalmi and Halacha, we follow Chachmei Tveria and not Bavli when it comes to Inyanei Mesaira. When it comes to things that have to do with Trop, there are many places in Trop where we have inconsistencies. And when it comes to the way we write Sefer Torah. It's a pella. People don't know this, but you know, most Mefarshei Chumash in Parashas B'Shalach say the Shira ends, as Yasha ends, before Kivosus Parei Beruchim B'Farshah Bayam. That's not Shira. It is the Shira, 18 Psukim. And then Kivosus Parei Beruchim B'Farshah Bayam, Hashem is Bayam, there's no Mesh B'Sech Hayam. So the Ramban, the Rebbeinu Bachya, they all say, that's not part of the Shira. Now, if you get an Aliyah and you look in our Sefer Torah, Ki Vosos Paroi is written like the Shira, Ariach Agabi Levena. It's written that way. That's why we have a minig that we say it when we say Azesh in the morning, we say Ki Vosos Paroi. The Gronics don't say it because it's not part of the Shira. We have a minig, Apiari, that we do say it. Mishnah Berurah brings both Shitas. But in our Sefer Torah, it's written that way. So the aside that I want to share with you tonight, and if you look in the first Mincha Shai in Yeshaya, the very first Mincha Shai, he says it all over the place, but that's an easy Maramachim. He says, L'fisha shalonu, Yeshaya is after Yirmiya, but we don't do that. We put Yirmiya before Yeshaya, because we go Kafi HaMesairah. According to the Mesairah, sometimes it's called Chachmei Marava, but basically, that is the Hezber HaDvarim in why we have Teitofes different than Shas, and why we have numerous things that we don't necessarily let Shas Bavli be Mechriya. We go according to the Messiah of the Chachmei Tveria. Even the Trop. It's funny, Klal Yisrael is not aware of it. The Mishnah Berurah says by the Shira, where it says, Tzolul Kaiferes b'mayim adirim. How do you translate it? Tzolul Kaiferes, they sunk like lead. B'mayim adirim means mighty waters. Okay, so Mishnah Berurah says, don't say b'mayim adirim. It's b'mayim, tzav is b'mayim. Who sunk in the mayim? Adirim, the mitzrim that were mighty ones. So he says, the tipcha is amayim, mayim adirim. If you look in the Targum, b'mayim adirim, he says b'maya takifa. Not like the truck. It's a very, very confusing thing. He says one way, and then Mishnah Berurah says not like the Targum. But right, it's the same thing that there are Yoni Halacha, that we follow Halacha, and in Yoni Mesaira, in the way the truck are given, the way the laning is given, the way in Yoni Mesaira we follow the Chachmei Tveri. So this is the aside that I want to share with you. It's really a Tanakh aside that very few people are aware of. Even the idea that our talis and tefillin and mezuzahs are not like shas, and a lot of people don't even realize it, but that's what that we do according to our Messiah. And that's what he brings. If you have the copies, the Aruch HaShulchan at the bottom, he says, Elavadei achiram lahatai salach lekeinu. V'achinami nischabru svarim rabim al mesayris. The Yerushalayim says there are svarim that are written on mesayris b'chos of v'yata v'kri, v'ksiv, v'achirab l'hatay. So we go according to the sifrei ha-mesayris. You're familiar with the Yad Ramah on Sanhedrin above Abbasah. The Ramah was one of the sifrei mesayris. He wrote, everyone heard of Yad, not everyone, many people heard about Yad Ramah. Very few people heard of the fact that he has a sefer on the mesayris, which is what we follow. Anyway, so this is the aside that I wanted to share with you tonight. The aside that you don't get all worked up, the fact that very often in Shas, in Yoni mesayris, I mean the mesayris haksav, and not the way we're Nayig. Just like we go with Bavli, not Yerushalmi, and Teresha Balpeh, and Teresha Biksav, we go with Yerushalmi, and not with the Bavli, and that's why, even though we're not Bikim and Chesheres Yeseres, when it comes to Mitzvah Ksiva Sefer Torah, it's a freedom with whatever the custom that we have.